Well, our regular greeter doesn't seem to be here tonight, but we are now on DBS Radio. This is the Monday night card call for Winfrey. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Canada.
Hi, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, this is Cecil, C6 Sea Serpent.
Hi, Cecil, C6 Sea Serpent.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Cecil.
Hi.
Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Don.
This is greeting tonight.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to.
Who's greeting tonight?
Well, I guess I'm elected. Nobody else is here. I'm
is that
Jeannie.
Debbie?
Jeannie.
Or Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to say your name and location?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Hey there. Hey.
Hello, Doc.
Nice to have you.
Hey there.
Anyone else just come on? Like to say your name location?
This is Carrie in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Good evening, Terry.
Welcome to the night call. Would you like
Hi,
to say your name location?
Hi, this is Terry from
Terry.
Dallas.
I'm sorry,
Terry from where?
From Dallas.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hi.
Hello.
Anyone else like to say your name and location?
Miss Cecil.
Only if you want to.
Hello, everybody. This is Edgina.
Hi, Edgina. How are you?
Hey, Edgina.
Welcome. We're missing a few people. Heist isn't here yet, I guess, and Rudy's not here, so I'm greeting people as they come in, and we're waiting for Wynn. And in the meantime, feel free to chat.
Well, you're doing a good job. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. How are you feeling today, Terry?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
I'm getting some dentistry done, so it's a little hard to talk.
I went to the dentist myself today and found out I'm going to have to do $900 worth of work.
One filling?
It's a crown.
Yeah, well, that's a good price for a crown.
No kidding.
They normally charge $1,500 a crown.
I guess I got lucky then. I also got lucky.
Yeah.
Dentists be shopping.
You have insurance for it?
Well, I don't have insurance to pay for that. No. I mean, that was my part that I, you know, that they figured it out this afternoon. She figured it out before I left the office. I'm going to have it done on Wednesday, and I asked her, you know, how much it was going to be, and she looked at my insurance and saw how much my insurance was going to cost, and then she said, $500, and I went, $500? And she said, oh, no, I'm not done yet. And when she got done, it was $900, and I said, that's just my part? And she said, yeah, that's your part. So there's something
probably the normal $1,500 or
something. And then that one, the other receptionist said just that. She said normally it's $1,400 for them. But hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Why do you do that to me?
Helen, hello.
Hi, Helen.
Thank you.
Hello.
I go speechless every time you do that. Like, I think
you can't remember your name. You can't remember your name or where you're at, right?
I don't really appreciate my name like I should.
Oh.
I like to just call myself just about anything else.
Pretty soon, teeth are just be for rich people.
What's that?
What was that?
But pretty soon, teeth will just be for rich people.
Oh, really? Oh, right. It's already that way. Helen, I told you I was going to the dentist today. Guess how much it's going to cost me? $900.
Oh, no. Do you have insurance?
I have. That's what the insurance is not going to pay. Yeah.
Oh, you're running into the same thing I did. I just let mine go because some of the dentists have plans of their own, and they're way better than having dental insurance.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. I know around here. I would assume if they're doing it here that they're probably doing it just about everywhere.
What are you talking about there? I don't get it. Dentist.
If she doesn't have insurance because they charge you less. They charge the individual that does not have insurance. The dentist will charge them less, right?
Oh.
Not only that, but her dentist, she said, I don't need to fill that tooth. She said, I'm going to seal it. I'm going to put the stuff on it, and then I'm going to seal it, and you don't need a filling. She said, I don't believe in fillings unless it's absolutely necessary.
That's good.
That's good for him.
It's actually a woman.
Yeah, good for her, you mean.
And it was a whole lot cheaper than what I just paid, even for the copay for cleaning my teeth.
A lot of people go to Mexico and get their dental work done.
Oh, yeah. When I lived down in Texas, that was what everybody did. And got drugs.
Wow.
Not bad drugs, but, you know, American drugs are way cheaper everywhere than here.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to.
We can make up a name for him. And no, I haven't been drinking either. I'm actually so sleep deprived.
Are you?
I am. I think it's worse than drinking.
Yeah, that's not good. I had a channeled reading. Was that Terry? That was you, Terry. And you said, get more sleep. I wake up after 3 hours. I wake up, you know. So I don't know. I have to take naps during the day, I guess. But
was
it's hard
that
to have a life.
To turn off the light so it's in the dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on Coast to Coast last night.
Wait, did you call in?
I did. It was a man
who
was talking about the power of prayer.
Oh,
that's a great topic.
I missed that segment.
Well, once I started hearing him, then I couldn't go to sleep.
Oh,
no wonder you can't sleep.
I got so excited and wound up because the studies he's doing are phenomenal. I was just blown away.
I'm going to have to get the replay. I guess I'm going to have to get the membership and get the replay. There's a lot of things that I've missed. But I keep falling asleep. I fall asleep during the programs that I want to hear. Hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, it's Nick from Perth in Australia.
Hi, Nick.
Hi,
welcome.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, everyone. How are you all?
We're good.
Yeah.
We're just chit-chatting. We're still waiting for Wynn.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go track him down.
Okay.
Hi, Terry. Thank you for all the work you do.
I think she just left for a second. She's going to go find Gwen.
Isn't he in Los Angeles?
I guess he's home.
Did you get the email from from coast to coast. They do a daily email, and they give a recap of what the person talked about the night before. You get a good idea of what you might have missed, but you also get a good outline of what you, you know, what was said. And then you can go on their website, and a lot of them will do replays on their website.
Yeah, that's what I can do. I usually just go on the website, on the Coast to Coast website, and then I click on, you know, the individual, the guest website from there. Yeah.
Right.
That's what
right.
I'll
He just revamped and updated his website so he can actually see stuff that's recent instead of a month old.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's really good.
Okay, good. I'll do that then.
So then everybody has access to stuff instead of waiting a whole month.
Well, you know, on Sunday, it's harder to find out, so I had to wait today till the email came so I could go to that guy's.
But you can go
website.
On YouTube now,
too,
Coast to Coast.
I haven't been able to find those too well. I think
it's just the first hour, though, isn't it?
A few scattered ones, yeah.
Welcome to this Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Catherine from Santa Clarita, California.
Catherine? Hi, welcome.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Is that Heise's voice that I heard?
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
Heise. Are you hiding out and letting me do this?
I don't think it's him.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
It might have been me. You misunderstood.
Oh, it might have been.
You're not supposed to mimic Heise.
I don't have a Dutch accent, so I can't do that.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry back again.
Hi, Terry.
Did Gwen come in yet?
No.
Not that we know of.
Oh.
Not unless he's
He might be
shy
hiding
tonight. Yeah, he's hiding. I don't know. We haven't heard from him yet.
This month is a bad month for communication, so he might have a hard time getting in.
Oh,
yeah,
Mercury.
I read that.
Yeah, Mercury's gone retrograde.
He might be having dinner with Kimberly Meredith tonight in L.A.
Oh,
is he still in L.A.?
He is. He's still in L.A. He's getting stores.
Hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Welcome,
hi,
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Well, maybe we'll have to get started, and we'll just have to let Terry lead it all.
Yeah, how about that, Terry?
Terry?
Altina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, Terry?
I am good. It's like maybe we could talk.
Right. We can do that.
Okay. Does anybody know how to start the recording?
I don't. I don't have the console. And I guess if Heise and Fruity are not here, let's see, who else has a console? I don't know
how to. I don't have a console.
I don't know either. I never tried that. Colleen would know. Is Colleen on the call? Check.
Colleen? I don't think so. CJ
has
a console, but she's
not. Did someone call Heinzen?
Yeah, do you have Heinzen's number, Terry?
No, I don't.
Do you want me to try calling him? I can try calling him.
That would be great.
All right, I'm going to have to hang up. So please go ahead and greet people. Somebody take over with the greeting. I'm going to hang up and try to call Heise, and then I'll come back. Okay?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fabulous.
All right.
Yeah, it's like Wynn had a call planned for tonight with Echina. He was going to ask her questions concerning the recent calls we'd had and the cognition she'd had about the equations. There's been some breakthroughs lately in our channeling, so that they've been talking about equations. It's something...
Good evening. Announce yourself if you like to.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Okay, Terry, carry on.
A long time ago, when I first started channeling, the Elohim started talking to me in equations, and I was seeing I was inside, but I was seeing outside, and every place had equations connected to it. There was equations all over the sky with integration signs. If you ever took math, with the calculus integration sign, and the equations would have a figure or a symbol that I didn't understand, because there was different symbols, and I had no idea what they meant. But it would have a symbol equals, and then an integration sign, and then there'd be a whole lot of different signs, and they were all over the sky. Everything had a formula attached to it, and I didn't understand what it meant. And so I said, I don't understand. Can you talk to me in English?
Hi, it's Jeannie. I'm back. I just talked to Heist. He said he's going to be on the call in a couple minutes, okay?
Great.
Okay.
Hello?
Terry, when you see these numbers and everything else, are they all mathematical?
They're all mathematical. It's like
there's no pictures though, right? Like, you know, like, I mean, the stone pictographs or anything. It's all mathematical, right?
Everything's mathematical. Like, every object everywhere, every cloud has a formula attached to it.
Yeah,
and
that's the formula for their frequency, right?
Yeah, it's like what it is. It's
like
a label.
Every frequency has a number count.
Yeah, it's
well,
like it was an emotion.
That's
how creation happens. The frequencies all work together, and the way that they combine is expressed in a formula. And the Elohim are not creating the formulas. They're all created. And the Elohim has a way of looking at everything, so they see the equations that make up everything.
Yeah, and then they send it to the elementals to finish the job.
The equations are written all over everything, the resulting, and then if an elemental came along, like when they would observe something, then their frequency would be added in, and that would be why when you have like two holes, and you send, you observe through one and you don't observe through the other, the one that you observe through will affect the result of what you're watching. Because you add your frequency when you look through the hole, that the science hasn't really discovered yet why when you observe something, it affects the result.
So the first time you saw that, I'm going to get into the conversation, if you don't mind, Terry.
Good, I like it, yeah.
Yes. So is somebody in that they can record the call? I think Colleen said she was going to come in and try
Heist
to help.
Heist is coming. Heist is coming.
Okay.
He's not here yet, so we can't start recording until we have him here because he's the only one that's got a console.
Let's go back to the beginning, Terry. Terry, is Heinz meeting with her on more than one meeting?
One second, please. Somebody was trying to say something before.
If you're on the screen, you just go and there's a little thing, I believe, that you just click to start the recording. It's on the screen. If you're logged
in.
Well,
I don't have the screen. We don't have the screen.
Oh, you don't. Oh, okay.
We don't
then
have the console.
You have to have the screen.
I just don't.
Yeah, you have to have the screen.
He's
going to
be here any minute, so if we can just.
No, Heinz will be here in a minute to do it.
Let's just talk about
some concepts that you want to talk about when you reset the recorder.
Exactly.
Well, we're being recorded already by CBS Radio. So
Terry,
we were talking about the way you saw Nance about 10 years ago, you saw the first time, but not long ago, for a few weeks or so, did you see that again, right?
I did. You know, when I told him, you know, can you talk to me in English because I don't know what's going on, they totally withdrew my magic glasses and I couldn't see the equations anymore. And so, like, when we do the healing call, the Elohim say, just a minute. And what they're doing, I didn't know. I would wait, and I could tell they were doing something, like they were observing the person and what's going on with the person, and they're making some tweaking or changes or something, but they never showed me. But recently, they started showing me. They're looking at the equations. So the person wants a certain result, and he's not getting it. They look at all the factors, his belief system, his emotional state, everything. They look at the formula that gives his result, and he's got a result he doesn't want. And so they start tweaking the factors lead to the result if they can be tweaked, but sometimes they can't because maybe his belief system is too strong, or he believes in the doctors and they say nothing can be done, or they take all that into account. And that's what they're doing when they say just a minute and they're looking at the people. And sometimes they say, you know, the person didn't make the request, and then they might send the love light energy to that person but from a distance so he can take it or not, depending upon how he feels about everything.
It does all make sense to
me. I'll be recording all this, Terry. There's a lot of good information you're putting out here.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to start the recorder.
Yeah, Heist, there's Heist. Good.
And of course, this is also, hello everyone. Thank you all for being here. Of course,
hello,
it is being recorded.
You.
It is being recorded
on
PBS
Radio. Yes.
Yes. So, but let's get going over here.
This conference is being recorded.
So today it is March the 4th, 2019, I handed over I hand over the mic to Terry. Terry Brown, thank you for being here.
And Edna is here. Edna is here too. And we're having a discussion.
Remember,
concerning
I told you earlier, but it seemed like it was fine.
The toolbox of the Elohim and how things are put together in creation. So go ahead, Edna.
Okay. So yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Edna. You want me to mute the phone lines, or you want to keep the phone lines open?
So I should unmute myself. I should unmute myself.
No, no, I can unmute you. But you want me to unmute the phone lines?
Yes. Why don't you mute the phone lines and unmute?
Muted.
And Edna, I see you here. This is you, Edna, right? Hold on, it's not unmuted yet. Here we go. Edna?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Can I hear you?
I can hear you, yes. So the formulas are the base of everything. And I heard very often that in the conversation, somebody asking about the frequency. The frequency is not it's not the beginning of the formula. It's the result of the formula. Equation.
It's all of
taken
the everything,
very long.
Everything is based on frequencies and like the person's emotion affects the frequencies. The person's emotion has a frequency or a combination of frequencies, and they're all symbolized and put together in a formula that leads to the result.
Correct. But when we talk about frequencies, we're talking about time, and the formula starts beyond the time. So the frequency is a result of the formula already. Some parts of the formula where it brings the time into the equation in results in a frequency. But the formula is the beginning from everything. So I have been seeing the formulas, and I have not been just seeing them, but I have been working with them. And the formulas, it's really, if you imagine the equations, mathematical equations, formulas, very long. You can imagine.
They are very long. Yes.
Correct. Very long. And you can imagine, so I for you to have an idea of a picture, I have seen formulas that it goes all over a whole wall. And you
yes.
just go pieces by pieces, and every part of those formulas mean something, just different variables from different. It has to do with the environment, with the stars, the planet, the movement. Everything that's going on right now is always constant in change. Some parts of the formula, I have seen that it's possible to manipulate. Some parts
yes.
are not. Because some parts
yes.
of the formula are dependent on variables that it's out of our control, because
yes.
it's coming from other influences around us. So you
yes.
can imagine then a whole wall full of equations and formulas and mathematics, and every part of it means something. So how do we
yes.
know that? In my case, I just can talk for myself. I have been seeing that since I was very young, and it was weird to me, because I thought I was nuts. So I look into that, and I see situations, but the situation is not on as a picture. The situation is there, right there inside those equations, and I can practically translate. Well, when I'm sleeping, I'm not. When I'm awake, I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. I just have to close my eyes, and then I have a feeling for it, and I'm right there, right back, right there. But you look into the equations, and when I'm interpreting it, I have the emotion, I have the situation, I have every detail in every little moment, what's happening, what it's about. And it can happen just like in a second, because there's no time in there where when I
right.
when I'm doing that, I'm not into a time. My brain does not interpret that, and I have to, at one point I have to step back, I guess. And over time, they explained to me that I have been relaxed enough that my 30-dimensional, my brain, my physical brain, can remember what happened throughout the night. And then I bring back all the emotions with me and the feelings of what I saw and what I was doing. So this is it sounds complex, but it's something that you cannot think with your brain. You have to step back. You have to be in a very quiet place. And you look into that and you see everything that happened, everything that is, that exists, it's inside those formulas.
Right.
And every day, go ahead. Go ahead.
And when they're working with somebody, I see that they can spin various parts of the formulas and they can rewrite the formulas. They can't, some of the factors are fixed and they can't change them, but some of them, they can spin them and they will stop where the result will be more what the person is looking for. Like the person on the healing list that says, you know, I would like to have better eyesight. I would like to have my shoulder pain go away. And I'd like to have my moles go away. You know, they spin the formulas and they say, okay, well, you know, then they'll stop the spinning at a place where the resultant of the formula is the pain is going away, and then they just like would leave it there. But sometimes they have to work with it to fix it, so it just the factors don't bring it back to the way the person didn't want it.
Correct. And with that, I would like to add that Elohim will only manipulate any equation. Everybody has it. You're thinking, you're breathing, you're existing, you have your equation. It's happening right now.
Yes.
He's only going to manipulate it if, only if, there is like a strong wanting, a strong intention from your part that you want something to change. Because as soon as you have that strong intention, you want something, you start to create. And that creation is that formula that's changing. It's changing to a direction where you want to go. And then if they see that, there is a part that relates to you, but to you only, and not a variable very much that's going to influence something else. Maybe they have more, of course. They can do more. But I believe that the free will is very strong here. The equations is lots of variables, like I said, but the one that's related to you, the part that you have the super big intention to have or to do something, to be somewhere, is gonna can be helped. And actually, you are doing that automatically. Everybody, I believe, is doing that all the time. However, we are not aware of that. We come to the point that sometimes we want something, like want a better job, you want a better relationship, and it doesn't happen right away, and you step back, why it doesn't happen to me? Nothing happened to me, nothing that I want. So you're back to that routine of not believing. By not believing, you're creating that into your equation, and you're back there holding yourself from getting things to happen. So it's very important that if you want something, stay with it, believe it, imagine it, keep that in your mind, because that's the way you will get it. And that's the way the equation is going to go towards it.
That's right. And sometimes it's really hard because you say, well, you know, I want some money, but reality tells me I don't have money. You know, I haven't ever had very much money. I don't think I can have money. Now you've undone all of that will to have money. So sometimes it's a discrepancy. it's almost like, well, I don't want to lie because I'm looking at reality and I don't have money. But it's the beginning when you start thinking super willpower. I really passionately want to have money. I can see myself having money. And then it all starts, the universe starts to line up to bring that through to you because the formula has changed.
Correct. And it keeps changing. And even if at the beginning of the day when you just got up and you have all these formulas going to one only direction, but as soon as you get up and you have this amazing attitude, I'm going to be great today, I'm going to accomplish a lot today, that's what I want to do. Even if you're tired, only the belief starts to change the equation, your variables related to you is going to change. And once it's so strong, it gets so strong that even things that were supposed to happen according in the morning when you just got up because you were tired, you felt like, oh, I don't want to go to work. But your attitude changed that piece so that your day is going to go to a different direction because the variable that you can manipulate, you can change, is happening right there. It seems amazing how that works.
Yeah, and it changes like with this, instantaneously it changes. And it may take the universe a little while to connect with it and to bring the new situation to you, but it will.
It does, yeah, it does. The time makes a difference here. It funnels down to you, because I have noticed that as well. It can be very complex. What I'm trying to say here is trying to be very in a simple way that resonates to most of us, but it can be very, very complex. I have been trying to understand for so many years, and lately, because it was my intention, my strong will, I need to understand what's going on with me. I'm not nuts. So waking up every day, understanding what's going on during the night, because I see them every night, my whole life, every single day. I go to bed, I will see them. I don't see images, I see numbers, I see formulas, and I translate them into what's happening. It's automatic. It's not something that I have, I have to go there and stare at the formulas. I just remember myself doing changes and here and there, and they're feeling it, seeing what others are doing. And I can actually very often see what others are doing on their own formulas. And
yes.
I wake up. So it's a funny story. I woke up the other day, and when I get up in the morning, I am really there into that environment. That it could be a different dimension. I don't know where I go, but I go out of my body every night. So I have been to a place, and I was looking at those formulas, which feel beautiful. I love those equations. I get up in the morning, and I just look at my husband, and I said, no, two-thirds. I'm not happy with the two-thirds. I need to have three-thirds of that. So 210 doesn't make sense. I don't like the 105 that you're proposing. I really want to have the 310-30. And he's looking at me, what are you talking about? I said, well, that doesn't make sense to me because you're saying that you can just disclose two-thirds of it. I can't. I have to have the three-thirds of it. And I it's in my mind right now. I have to have you understand that's important to you. Disclose 100%. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. And then I went on to clean my teeth and wash my face, and I was just like, oh, shoot. That was not good. Because I'm so intense into that, I get out of it and I take with me. And those numbers is not the result of what was happening there. So it's just something simple right now. What I'm saying is just a final result number that I saw, which after analyzing the whole equation, meant something and I wanted to change it. So I guess I was inside his equation and I was not agreeing with him. He has no idea what I'm talking about, but he has an equation. And this is most of the stories. Yeah.
His equations are there. They're there, and they change very fast depending upon the vectors. It's like you can just see the numbers change and come out with a different numbers and different results, different symbols. Each factor has a symbol, like the person's emotions, the person's belief system, the mood of the town, the mood of the state, the mood of the country. It all fills into a long equation. So, you know, it could be like you live near the coast and there's been a lot of changes in little minute changes in the plates moving back in relationship to each other. They aren't even sometimes earthquakes, they're tremors as one side of the plate moves next to the other side of the plate, which is going a slightly different direction. But all of those feed into the equations, and like somebody might wake up and they're in a bad mood and don't know why. And it's something to do with the country, the mood of the country, the mood of the land, the trembling of the earth. It all feeds together, and it's kind of hard sometimes to tell what's going on because those factors are in an unconscious, you don't think of them. People are affected by them, but they don't think about them. But even some people get before an earthquake, they hear ringing of the earth, or they get a headache. Clarissa Bernhardt told me one time she went to the market, and these old people were banging their carts into each other, like having cart fights. And she said, oh, there's going to be an earthquake. Because when people get to fight like that, they're feeling the upset of the earth. But that's all expressed in equations that people, you know, it's like the Elohim and Edna and Naomi can put on magic glasses and see these equations all over the wall, all over the sky. It's the individual factors all moving together. And everyone is the bodies are composed of equations that are all put together in a certain way. And the things that happen, everything is an effect of other factors all combining together. And it's expressed
I was going to add to your comment, Terry, earthquake, three things that I came to mind when you were talking. I did some time ago, and I'm very bad with timing, but it happened a while ago. I was part of a group, and every time I would go to bed and lay down and sleep, I would be there with a group of people. There was something about to happen. The earth was very unsettled. There were lots of probably earth needed to release or something. And I was together with a group of people. I cannot remember their faces. I don't remember them. But all of us were working together in some equations. And it was a big project. It was something big that we had to get together and put our heads together to help to create or deviate from what was about to happen. back then I did not understand why I was together with a whole bunch of people, but souls, I don't know, but I was working with a group, so I don't work alone sometimes, and I also have brought with me guests sometimes. I remember a friend of mine, I was in that space showing him the formulas, and he was trying to do to change a little bit, and I was sitting and laughing because I said, that's not going to work. What you're doing, that's what's going to happen. It's not going to be good. So I start to laugh, and we're having a good time. But however, I know that I kind of take people with me that I know to visit this place where I go. And this is one thing. The other thing you're saying about we all, the whole body, yes, every cell, every pump from your blood on your body, everything is formula, is calculated. Everything is happening in a sequence, in a specific time, a specific equation formula. It's happening. And then the other thing is about when you get up in the morning, you feel like the environment is pushing you down. It's because something happened, the weather, the pressure in the air, or maybe even a bad dream. It doesn't mean that you have to stay there. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you can change your formula by changing your attitude. You don't have to understand the formula, but by changing your attitude and looking to a positive outcome, it's really powerful. You're changing your equation, and you're making things better for you.
Yes. Some people who have multiple personalities, they've worked with them, and they've observed them, and in one personality will come on them, and they will have diabetes. And all the symptoms of diabetes in their body will have diabetes. And then another personality takes them over, and there's no diabetes. The diabetes is totally gone as soon as the other personality comes over them, because the other personality has the attitude that they aren't ill. So one's attitude is a whole big factor in the equations of how their outcome is.
Exactly.
That's how,
yes.
Yeah. That's how a person can do the fire walk. So they walk on hot coals. I know I did the fire walk, and Tony Robbins said the fire walk, and he talked to us for a long time, maybe an hour and a half before we did the fire walk, maybe even longer. But he would be telling a very interesting story, and all of a sudden he'd say non sequitur things, like 13. And it's like, and all of a sudden, it's like, I would go 13, you know, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And then he'd go back and tell the story some more. And about, by the time that we were ready to walk on the hot coals, there were the hot coals. And so I'm like in my usual state of, why am I doing this? But anyway, I'm going to walk on the hot coals. And so I start walking across them, and they don't feel hot to me. So I'm saying like to myself, you know, oh, they got to be hot. And so I feel down through my feet, and yikes, all of a sudden, my feet are burning. And so I say, oh, I get it. They aren't hot. They aren't hot. And so then I continue walking across, you know, and I have one blister of where I didn't believe that I could do it. And then I did it again. After my feet healed, I did it again, and not a blister, and it didn't feel hot. And I said, I get it. It depends on my belief, and I colored everything by my belief.
Yes, suggestion. Yeah. Terry, do you think we should open the line to see if anybody has questions? I guess.
Yeah, that sounds like we've got a few minutes left, but yeah, Heise, could you open the line?
Hi.
I've got a short question. Do you guys think that the
unmuted
sort of form templates that the physical manifests around?
Would you say your question again?
Yeah, do you think the equations form like a template which physical matter materializes around for creating the third density down here?
I believe that there is some base of equation like every pattern of mathematical has some variables that if they combine together, they are going to create certain things, right? I don't know if certain templates are being used again and again, because every situation is a different situation and everything changes every minute.
When you do the equation, it creates at that moment like a template which, like photons or some kind of physical matter, adhere to and then forms the physical thing. Because I've read that physical matter, there's a some kind of a higher density form, like a higher density, and then the physical matter sort of takes that shape and creates the matter. You know what I mean?
You're talking more in terms of the creation, the start of something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe there are some ways to do that. When I work on the formulas, they're already going on, they're already happening. I see them right there. I just go and I change them. I was told that I used to create them, to create certain things. I have not seen myself doing that lately.
Well, one of the things that they've said is that spinningness is the start of consciousness because it congeals the awareness from the field, from the unified field. And the even a storm that has a rotation to it has a consciousness. It has a frequency, it has an emotion to it. And some people, like, I've been able to talk in the Elohim, with the Elohim, it's like, and even once with me, I was looking up through the ceiling and I could see a tornado directly above my house. And I thought, well, you know, boy, this is far out. I don't think we have tornadoes here in LA. But I'm seeing this tornado and it's looking for a house to come through the roof. And so I'm looking at it and it's looking at me and I'm thinking, I'm trying to be very neutral when I think of it, because I think if I get mad at it or I emanate its anger, it's going to zap my house. So I go through a very bad time just trying to be neutral and neutral and neutral, just looking at this. And then finally, I forgot about it and went to sleep. And then I woke up about a couple hours or an hour later, and I went out and I turned on the radio of my car and I'm driving down the street and they say a tornado has gone through the house, a neighbor's house, gone, it's knocked over his chimney, it's turned over three cars on the 10 freeway, it's taken a roof off the convention center. And so I said, holy cow, you know, this is a sign that it really happened. But everything,
right.
Yeah.
It's about time, but then continue to tell that, Terry.
Pardon?
I said, go
hello?
Ahead. Continue with what you wanted to say.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, William.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey, do you guys remember me?
No.
Yeah, who are you?
Well, you know what?
Yeah, hold on.
I can retire now. Gary, you sounded great tonight. Good for you.
Did you hear that?
I was looking at you. I was thinking of intruding, but then I said, she's doing such a good job, I ain't going to say a word. But listen, I'm going to let...
I did a great job in tight.
I know. I'm going to let Kimberly say hello, too. I'm sitting here with Kimberly. And,
hi.
You know, and I forgot all about it. I was saying, oh, I got to be on at 7. I get so confused. Arizona is 6, you know, LA at 6, Arizona 7. And if I'm not really sharp, I confuse myself. But here, Kimberly, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, God bless you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi,
Kimberly. Hi, Wynn.
Hi. God bless you, everybody.
Next week is time change. Next
yes.
Week, Saturday is time change.
Saturday. Hi, Terry. Hi, Kimberly. Yes. Bless everybody.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Blessing to you, Kimberly. Blessing you, everyone over here. We're going to get moved.
Yes.
To
God bless everybody
moving.
From Los All Angeles. Right. I'm feeling great. Everything's great here. We just had a great Conscious Expo.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. Sending everybody love and blessings to everybody.
Thank you.
Here's Lynn. You and your team are doing great.
Hello.
Hi.
I am so proud of you. You guys, you and Ed.
Yeah.
You and Ed ended so good